style. This is a call-in radio show. We're going to connect the dots. You can connect the dots, too. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Connect the Dots is the name of the show. I'm your host, Tom Edison. And I'm going to start off by, we're going to connect the chemtrails in the sky because it's something I got to talk about. Every once in a while, this is such an important issue. I was just listening to the last show. I believe it's Mr. Charlie Green, and he was doing a lot of talk about the ETs. One of my favorite topics, too. I love talking about ETs. It's important we all talk about ETs because if you had just been listening to his show, he was quoting from other people about how many ET races are on our planet. They're everywhere. They're under the ocean. They're in caves. They're hiding in mountaintops. They're flying around in craft. And, of course, they're ruling our world and ruining it at the same time. Yes, they have their hands in the pie. That's why we have chemtrails in the sky, because they have their hands in the pie. I mean, chemtrails, it's all about destroying the earth for in order to control it, and destroying a vast part of the human race that the people, the creatures in charge, they are ETs who are running the show, by the way. They're the ones behind the chemtrails, really. And they've got all these secret plans and chain of command setups to get innocent humans to fly these planes and spray poison in the air, and the rest of us have to breathe. And some of these, of course, are automatic flight planes. But the spraying goes on day after day. It gets mentioned to the government once in a while, and they do nothing because everybody is controlled either by mind control, which also includes bribery, and most government people fall to bribes. That's what they listen to. They don't listen to anything except money. Money talks and bullshit walks, as the saying goes. We've heard that before. Yeah, it's a ridiculous saying anyhow, but we understand what it means. The Charlie Green on the last show, he mentioned the Anunnaki. Yes, creatures from the 12th planet. There's a famous book out called The 12th Planet, and it pretty much describes how they came to Earth and basically took over the human race when we were primitive creatures. And they altered our DNA, and they turned us into slave labor. In fact, I talk about it quite a bit in that particular group of ETs. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Connect the Dots Theory, available on Amazon and everywhere else. Plus, you can see a picture of the cover if you go to the BBS Radio Network show. I'm on Saturday, 10 p.m. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. If you hit, click on that name of the show, Connect the Dots, you'll see a picture of the cover of the book. If you click on my name, you find out contact info. Yes, I am contactable. And There's a lot of important things that need to be done in this world today, and we have to do them not by emails or Twitter, because it's like playing a game of chess. The bad guys are out there ruining our world, and we cannot let them know how we are going to stop them from ruining the world, and we have to make our attempts to stop them. You know, it would be nice if we could just concentrate on our chakras and go about in peace and love, but the controllers of this world are not going to let us do that, because they're no good creatures. That's what they are. They're from another world, and they see us as nothing but slave labor or nice pets, and they are the ones behind the chemtrails. And believe me, chemtrails are a serious thing, because we're sucking in the poison every day we're out there. We can't ignore this unless we go hide in the cave and never come out. And that's not living. So we have to do this for ourselves. I've said it before and I'll say it again. There is no justice except what you make for yourself. And I turned that into a song. And by the way, you know, I've made it easier for people. It's on, go to CD Baby on the internet and get my my tunes there. You know, click on my name. I mean, punch in my name. You have to, you know, log in my name, or you can log in the name of the CD, Songs Better Than Dylan. And on there, there's one called Ain't No Justice, the hook of the song is, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. And that's a reality in life. I put it in a song. It's an important thing. Just like, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And this is part of the problem. Everybody's gotten overly lazy. They don't understand, you know. You have to do things in life sometimes. You can't just expect government to do everything for you. And right now, government is our enemy, really, more so than our friend. They're just like so asleep at the wheel. They're not willing to do anything because they're obsessed with bribe money and winning the next election and grandstanding for the cameras on mainstream media. Or becoming a pedophile and go to the islands like the Clintons and all that other crap and the Hollywood people do. That's where their thinking is. They're not really, you know, there's a few good people out there, but the majority of them, they are trash. That's why everybody's happy. Drain the swamp, because the swamp is filled with nasty, evil creatures, and they are our government. That's why we have chemtrail planes poisoning everybody out there, because they are being controlled to do what they're told to do, and they're probably getting paid big money to do that and ignore us people. And this is the sick reality we're stuck with, but we have to do something. We have to stop this, because everybody is going to get severely sick. The food is going to stop growing because the chemtrails poison the plants. The roots can't pick up the water. Chemtrails are related to the recent fires out in California, you know, and they combine the chemtrails with microwave energies, and it's insane. We are, like, under attack. It's just like almost a science fiction movie. And we've all seen the science fiction movies, and what usually happens in the science fiction movies. Extraterrestrials want to take over our planet and kill us. And that's who's running our planet. The guy before me, Charlie Green, the yoga man, he was talking and referencing other people that have written books about this and had some personal knowledge from the ETs that are here, and there's a whole variety of them, and a lot of them are bad guys, and they only want to use us and abuse us or kill us off, because that's the way bad creatures are. You know, human beings by nature, we're really good people, but we're living on a world that's controlled by evil creatures. Yes, they have. They control all the banks, all the big corporations, and all the governments. And now it's so easy to control governments, because if you don't get them with big bags of money, you get them with artificial intelligence, mind control frequencies, and you can get them basically to do anything. It's like some old Star Trek episode where Captain Kirk sat in a chair and he asked his assistant, say something in the microphone and see if you can put an idea in my head. And she goes, yeah, you're feeling awful hungry. The next thing, you're like, you know, for some reason I'm awfully hungry. Well, that's how easy it works. The technology is here, and this is what we're up against, you know? And there's been plenty. Even mainstream media allows some of this to come out. Plenty of people, before they go out on their killing spree, they talk about hearing voices. Well, they were hearing the voices of the communications that were being sent in to do stupid things. So anyhow, it's chemtrail concern tonight, because we, the people of the human race, have to do something. We can't just sit around and expect that this is going to go away. And there's been countless YouTube videos out there telling you about all the dangers, all the poisons, and there's even insect DNA in these chemtrails, and there's cases of people have things growing in them already because they got exposed to too many chemtrails. You know, this is a grand assault on the human race. This is war. The ETs against the human race. And it's up to us to save ourselves, but we have to start doing things. I keep telling people, tweeting alone is not enough. Making videos of what's in the chemtrails, of who's flying the planes, that's all important information. We have all that already, but that is not going to make the problem go away. We have to get out there and start having face-to-face contacts with people that might be able to help us end this insanity. And that means traveling about like a carnival or a circus, going from town to town, speaking to people personally, and eventually hooking up with people that have connections and know, have some inside info as to how we can first slow the program down and then eventually stop it. And of course it can be done. Any problem can be solved with ingenuity. I'm a problem solver, I know that. But I know also, as a strategist and a planner and organizer, that is what needs to be done now. Government people alone are not going to do anything. You know, you catch the ear of one guy is willing to listen to you, and he'll say, I'll bring it up. And then the other 100 people at the table are all taking bribe money, and they're just going to ignore it. It doesn't matter what he says, because they're more concerned about their money or their special favors they're getting, et cetera, et cetera. This is the reality. We know this is how government works. It surely works that way in the U.S., and from my observation, it's the same everywhere else, pretty much. So every day, just like, you know, if you're not aware about it, just go out any day and look up in the sky. You ought to see chemtrails. And if you just happen to be lucky enough, you're living in some place where you can just say, thank God I don't have chemtrail planes flying over me. But that doesn't mean you won't be affected, because the trails are left there up there high in the sky. They can drift. You know, you might not see them being laid, but you know, they might just drift a couple hundred miles. There's some tiny little nanoparticles that have very little weight, you know. The wind can blow them for maybe 100 miles, maybe 1,000 miles. So you're going to get stuck sucking in this rotten poison air with insect DNA in it, whether you like it or not, unless you never go outside, you know. Problem has to be solved. That's why I talk about it. You know, I'd like to pretend it doesn't exist too. I mean, and you're getting conned into accepting this. You know, I watch regular TV once in a while, you know, just because some of the shows, the reruns I like to watch, because certain anything with science fiction I'll watch. Anyhow, the commercials are loaded with chemtrails. Regardless of what product they're selling, there's chemtrails up in the sky behind it, just about every damn commercial nowadays. That's not normal. That's saying that they're poisoning the air everywhere. And it's being ignored. I mean, I watched into the news the other day, the weather, and the weather girl is saying, oh, we have a bright sunny day today. And there she is standing in front of the window, and it's sunny out, but there's a big chemtrail right across the center of the sky where she's talking. We have a sunny, clear sky out there today. And this weather girl probably doesn't even know what a chemtrail is, but it's a joke. She's talking about a nice, sunny, clear sky, and here's a giant chemtrail right across the whole screen. You know, they're everywhere. I mean, I've seen old movies from the 60s, and I spotted them in the movies once you start looking for these things. So that means they were even starting to do this back in the 60s. Of course, now it's full scale. It's every day. Thousands and thousands of planes are out there, and they are literally poisoning the earth. You know, they say it's weather modification. Sure, they can use it for that too, but in the meantime, they're poisoning the air, poisoning the soil, poisoning the water, and poisoning you. You know, if you're a human being, you know, you're going to, you know, this is going to severely affect you. It's just a matter of time, you know. This is a slow poisoning of the human race, you know. You might think, well, oh, I've got all my chakras cleared up and everything like that. But still, yeah, if you're sucking in poison every day, it's going to counter whatever good you've done for yourself. So, you know, I have to talk about this because the pictures, I'm on Twitter. I go out there on the internet. I watch the videos, and it's just getting worse and getting worse. And the few people that have lent an ear in government are not powerful enough to make anything happen. And as I already said, the ETs are running the show. The Anunnaki, I call them the evil creatures from the 12th planet, planet Nibiru, or however you want to say it. I call it 12th planet because that's how I found out about it, the book. The 12th planet. And this is a reality. They never left here. They're still here. Came here 450,000 years ago, and they're still here. You know? And they have all the key positions, and they have their half-breed race for mating with us that has all the key power positions of this world. You know, sure there are other people that maybe don't have the Nibiru bloodline or the Anunnaki bloodline that are powerful, but the majority of them are connected to the 12th planet. And that's why, you know, when you can accept that, then it all starts to make sense. Yeah, what do they care about destroying the Earth? After all, it's not their planet. What do they care about the human race? Not much, because they don't need that many of us. They only need a certain amount of humans to do their work so they can live in luxury like kings and queens like they used to do. They are the original kings and false gods of the past. And they're still here now, except they... you know, they don't come out in public. They don't, you know, openly run a kingdom. They do it from behind the scenes, and they have their puppets hold the positions of authority. And we know who some of their puppets are, but that's irrelevant. But the point is, there are real people or mechanical planes flying these chemtrail planes and poisoning our Earth and the air we breathe. This program can be brought to a stop. And what's sad is they're increasing the program. New players from one of the universities in Massachusetts, they're starting up a new geoengineering project, which means more poisons being sprayed into the air. And, of course, the lie cover story has to do with lowering down, global warming, which is another fantasy story. You know, they make these things up, and they've gotten the human race to believe so many stupid things. You know, they just keep coming up with new stupid things for people. Let's tell them something to appease them, you know. And this goes on. If you don't complain when they're slamming the door in your face every day of your life, they're going to continue to slam the door in your face. This is how it is. That's why I say there is no justice except what you make for yourself. And maybe if you heard it in a song, it would make more sense to you, or it would ring in your ears, and you'd comprehend it. That's why I tell people, go to CD Baby, buy my CD. Songs Better Than Dylan. Philosophical music is enlightening. It's educational. And I've got the biggest collection of philosophical songs ever put on one CD. That's why I call it Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, I don't talk bullshit. I say their word, well, you know what? It doesn't mean what it technically means. It's an expression. If anybody has a problem with that expression, I don't know. What planet are you from? I mean, really. We're not talking about the actual thing. It's an expression. Did I have to explain that? Anyhow, the best, one of the things that I believe everybody should get involved with, and we all know people who have children, and we all might have children ourselves, and they're going to school. Well, the school children have the best chance of, influencing people in government, especially President Trump, because he isn't part of the swamp. I mean, he might, not be Mr. Perfect, but at the same time, I believe he doesn't know about the chemtrails, but he needs to be informed. And the best way for somebody like the President of the United States, who doesn't know about chemtrails, to find out about them is by children writing letters to the President. If we get enough kids or even college students to write letters to the President, forget about tweeting. He doesn't get to read all the tweets. How could he? He probably gets hundreds of thousands and millions of them every day because of his position of authority. And, he tweets himself, but he doesn't have time to read what tweets come to him, nor does probably anybody else in the government, I've heard from other people, and I think it's the best approach, too, to write a letter. Letters have more power, and there's not that many of them, probably, so you have a better chance of getting listened to. But meanwhile, you can send, tweet the President pictures. All kids have cell phones nowadays. Get your parents to teach you how to take a picture of what's up in the sky and send it off to the White House or the President or the Vice President or his secretary or somebody important in the Trump White House, because that would be the easiest way to solve the problem. President Trump was finally woken up to the situation about this insanity of the chemtrail planes. All he has to do is write an executive order, and the problem would be solved. And I think he's bold enough to do that. If not, we got a lot of work to do. But we should certainly keep trying that avenue of accomplishment. If you're listening to my voice, you got to know some people that have children, some people that have kids in school, some people that have children in college. Pass the word. The burden kind of falls on them a lot here. And the thing for them to do is start taking pictures of the chemtrails, posting them, sending them out there to the president, the White House. And if you continue doing it, eventually he'll become aware of it somehow. But this has to be a massive campaign I'm talking about. You know, I know my listening audience isn't that big, so I'm asking the few that are listening to pass the word. This is important stuff. We have to save ourselves. Superman is not going to come to the rescue, nor is Wonder Woman. You know, so, like, let's get real here. You know, it's our responsibility to save ourselves. Because if we don't do anything, a lot of us are going to get sick. And there's going to be a lot of other bad problems with the earth, not being able to produce good food. Water's going to become scarcer, good water. And it's just going to be a downward spiral. And we don't want that. You know? We should be enjoying life, having a grand time every day. And it's only the interference from these evil creatures from other worlds that are making our life difficult. They are the causes of the evil, you know? They are the causes of all the problems. And then, of course, there's demonic spirits out there, you know, invisible creatures that got nothing better to do than tick with your mind and get you to do something stupid because that's all they can do in their life. You know, because they're the demons, they're not interested in evolving. They're interested in hanging out where they are and just abusing and using everyone and everything, especially human beings, because we're so easily manipulated by the power of suggestion. Well, I'm suggesting we do something as opposed to doing nothing. And I'm also suggesting, you know, if you're listening to my show or you've heard about my show, go down the schedule. Click on the name of the show. Click on my name, and you can find out how to contact me. Because I'm looking to get something going, an ongoing, traveling, educational thing where we can start spreading the word by meeting the people face-to-face. This is the next step. The videos have gone as far as they're going to go. We have all the information. The tweeting has gone as far as it's going to go. We have to move on because it's not getting the job done. We have to do more. And I'm the guy who knows how to plan things to go beyond where they are. And that's why I'm asking people to contact me. If you're ready to go out and do this, and you have the time to go hit the road, it's time to get in touch with me, you know? I can't call you. You have to call me. And that's how I do communication with people. It's on the phone, or you can write me if you really got... I want to keep it private because we're talking about challenging and stopping these evil ETs and other world control groups from killing us. We can't let them know how we're going to stop them, otherwise they'll stop us from stopping them. I don't know how many people play chess out there, but I learned to play chess at an early age, and you never give away your strategies, you know? That's how you beat people playing chess. You come up with good strategies. and the next move is checkmate. And that's how it has to be done. You can't, you know, everybody heard of boxing. Well, you can't telegraph your punch because then the other person just ducks. And it was all a waste of time. Well, that's what has to be done. And like, hey, I'm waiting on the rest of the world, you know? I just told everybody how to get in touch with me, but if everybody's, I don't know what the problem is nowadays. I don't have any problem talking to strangers. I don't have any problem calling strangers up. But apparently, there's a disease out there in the human race now where strangers are afraid to call strangers for whatever reason. I can't imagine. It's only a phone call. Or people forgotten how to talk on a telephone. Everybody's texting. Now, please, don't sicken me with texts. I mean, It's an inferior form of communication. I never text. I don't want to even waste my time reading a text because you're wasting my time. Because what I can say and talk in 5 seconds, it would take minutes with texting to do. And I know a few people, and they talk and think just as fast as I do. And it's not that difficult, really. And everybody needs to get back into it because that's the most secure way to do things nowadays because there's thousands upon thousands of machines monitoring everything we click on a keyboard or send in a tweet or something like that. But to listen to a person's conversation, there aren't enough people on the payroll to listen to everyone's conversation, and then you have to sit there and listen to the whole thing in real time. It's not going to happen. So phone communication is one of your safest ways when you want to talk about things that you don't want an evil, hostile race of ETs listening to. And that's what the whole thing is about. The snooping, the spying, the cameras, the emails. It's to get you to reveal the enemy, the ETs who are our enemies, evil creatures from other worlds. I call them the no creatures, not of this earth. Creatures, N-O-T-E. That's what they've tricked most of the human race into doing, so they can monitor everything we're doing and thinking. And that makes them feel safe. But, you know, we're in a serious situation here. We have to put a stop to this insanity of them slowly killing us, you know? And the only way we can do that is we have to mount our agenda away from their eyes and ears. And that's it. There's three ways to do that. You can do it with phone conversation. You can do it with a mail and a letter, form a letter. Or you can do it in a personal conversation. Forget about encrypting stuff and stuff like that. You know, you don't want to even know you sent something, them to know you sent something to somebody. It's not the way to go. And you need a reciprocative conversation to get things done, you know? That's another big drawback, email, and, you know, you have to wait for the response. Well, in a real fast conversation, the words go back and forth. Sometimes two people are talking or three people talking at the same time. If you have a problem with that, well, you have a problem with that. But I know plenty of people that don't have a problem with that because that's the kind of people I grew up with. You know, we'd all talk at once, and it's no big deal. We'd get our words in, get our opinions in, and everybody could talk on top of everybody else, and it was no problem, you know? It sickens me, these people that tell me, just be quiet so I can say, hey, screw you, you know? You're not at my level of thinking, and time is moving too fast to sit around and wait so you can have your silent audience. You know, I don't even want to talk to people like that. And believe me, there's no need to. When you really know how to talk and you're amongst people that know how to talk, everybody can talk at the same time and it's no problem. If you don't know about that, well, You don't know about it, but that's the level I'm on, you know? My mind is faster than the speed of light, and I can put the words out just as fast. And I have no problem dealing with people that can do the same thing, and it works out, you know? It's just like in Manhattan. You got hundreds of thousands of people walking on the street. Nobody bumps into each other. We just move around each other, you know? It works out. You can do what we're talking to. You can talk that fast. You can talk on top of each other. And you can, conversation works out perfectly. If you never had that experience, well, you never had it. What can I say? Or you're just not qualified to have that kind of experience. What can I say, you know? But that's the level I work on. I'm extremely fast. I make up my mind instantaneously. And when you're at the level I'm at, you just always know what to do, what to say, and how to act. And you make it up as you go. It's really that easy. Of course, I have, you know, you've been around the block a couple of times. You have a lot to draw on. Well, chemtrails. If you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Is there anybody out there that's willing to talk about chemtrails? This is an important topic. You know, this is a life and death situation, really, for us people. You know, if you're some creature from another world, maybe it doesn't matter to you. But if you're a human being, chemtrails are killing you. They're killing your friends. They're killing me, and they're killing us slowly but surely. And they're killing our precious Earth. Everybody loves the Earth, right? Well, if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for the Earth. But get involved with this, because we have to do it ourselves. It's not, government is not going to do anything. They made that clear already. News media is not going to help us, because they've all been told it's taboo topic. You cannot talk about this. And the topic is chemtrails. So I've made my case tonight, you know. There's people out there that have made great videos. I don't know if any of them are listening, but if you are, get in touch with me, you know, because we have to take this thing beyond where it's at. We got all the videos in the world telling us all the information about what's in the chemtrails. We know there's more chemtrails coming by more crazy mad scientists looking to pollute our world, and that's where we're at. And we know that the government is not going to help us. We know that the media will not talk about it, except to lie about it. So we have to go out and do some physical actions and make contacts with people on a personal level. That's where we have to take this now. There's nowhere else to go, you know? And anybody listening out there, you have some personal contacts with higher evolved extraterrestrials, ask them to come down and help us, you know? Ask them to remove the planes. We know they have the power to do it. Don't be shy about asking, you know? If I had some personal connections with ETs that were willing to help, that's what I'd be asking them. Come on. Send down your high-tech craft. Put the beams, the green beams of light on these chemtrail planes, and just take them out. You know? Take them to another planet and leave them there, whatever. You know, remove the pilots. We don't want any pilots to get there. Or just like, you know, there's a million things you could do, but do something, because we're in a big predicament here. This is not going to be an easy problem to solve. It's going to take a lot of work, but we got to get out there and start doing it. We've got all the information about what's in the chemtrails. We know a lot of the places where the planes go and come from. But we have to do more than just go to government. And, you know. Well, anyhow, that's all I got to say about chemtrails tonight. Because I've said it all already, and that's where it's at. You know, if nobody's willing to go out there and go on tour to bring the chemtrail information to the world, you know what? I don't think anything's going to change. You know, that's where I see the next step is. I'm ready to do it now, you know. I'm ready to hit the road. And I'm ready to navigate the course and make the decisions as we go. But I can't do it alone. And I'm not the guy who has the videos either. I don't know, there's maybe a dozen of you out there that have videos, chemtrails, done the research, have the finished products. Well, you need to hit the road with me and go out there and do this, you know? Because I'm sure you found out already that the government is not going to solve this for us. And any other strategies beyond just going to government, we have to talk privately on this. You know, this is a game of finesse and ingenuity against evil creatures that want to kill us. It's got to be, talk has to be done in private, face to face. Any other way, you're just wasting your time. Your enemy finds out what you're up to. You're not going to, whatever you're up to is going to fail. I mean, really, do I have to explain that? Well, let me just show you how fast I can change on a dime. Philosophy is an important thing in life. And I've written songs about they have philosophical statements, and I've just come up with philosophical statements simply because I wanted to, because philosophy is good for human development. And I just wanted to say, never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life, for your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts in the future. And yes, dreams do come true. But, oh, and before I forget, those of you who've heard the show before, you know I end the show with one and a half songs. And the at the end of the second song, if you listen to it, you're going to hear a horse galloping. Of course, it's not a real horse. It was done with guitars. But just put that idea in your head, a horse galloping, and you will hear it. Listen for it, and you will hear it. It's not a real horse. It's done with a little trick done with guitars. But it sounds like a horse galloping. It would have cost too much money to get a real horse in there. So I'm a cost-effective person. An easier way was found. And what can I say? We, the concerned and caring people of the United States of America, need to take command of as much as possible at this point in time. You know, it's important that we take command of as much as we can, take command of our government, because our government has sold us down the river. Take command of the chemtrails. Because we are being killed slowly by them. We need to take command of the troublemakers in our nation that are just hell-bent on causing trouble. And they're all being, the troublemakers are all being mind-controlled to cause trouble. Mind control is a sophisticated technique and tool being used against the good people of Earth. And let me change on a dime again here. You see all the bad things that are happening in this world. Some of you might have heard about that thing called the Book of the Revelation. Well, if not, Inquirer about it. Take the time to read it. Talks about all these bad things happening near this, what sometimes is referred to the end of time. Of course, time is not it's not a real thing. It's time is a reference point we use. ETs use it also. I mean, it's a reference factor. It's not an entity or something like that. And, of course, that's how the scientists are continuously lying to us. They're telling us time is the fourth dimension. What the hell do these stupid scientists know? I mean, but then again, they're just trying to make themselves look good. They don't know what time is. And, you know, it's a reference factor. That's it. I heard one of the most stupidest things. You know, I was, occasionally you, I mean, there's all these videos out there on Twitter, on the internet, YouTube, countless videos, some of them informational. And I was, this is just a couple of days ago, this science thing, and I just had to stop when I got to a certain point where the scientists are talking. They're trying to talk like all fancy stuff, like they know so much. And the one scientist makes a statement like, "We're still not sure whether time is going forward or backward." Unbelievable, you know, a mute point, and like really. You know, that shows you how little you know about what you're talking about. You know, whether it's going forward or backwards. Unbelievable. And also that I can tell that guy knows nothing about time travel either. But the stupidity out there by so-called scientists. Oh, the last show, the yoga show, Charlie Green was talking about something similar about scientists telling us over 80% of our DNA is junk because they don't know what it is. It's there for. And unfortunately, that's what we're stuck with in this world, where science is being misused and only used for weapons technologies and control of the planet. And real science is only being done on a limited basis, you know, and genetics are only being used to create military monsters and you name it, and freakish half breeds for whatever purpose, probably of no value to the human race, but no value to other races or world controllers. So, I mean, I don't know what to say except, here's an interesting bit, just to remind you of the stupid world we're living in. See if I can remember this correctly. Yeah, I think it was 1977. The U.S. Senate hearings confirmed that between 1949 and 1969, we're talking about America here now, there were 239 populated areas within the U.S. that were knowingly contaminated with biological agents. Now, isn't that wonderful? And that just tells you what a rotten government we have. The audacity to drop biological agents or weapons on 239 populated areas in the U.S., and of course they weren't told what was happening. So if they can do that, they can do anything. And of course they're chemtrailing us every day to death in your face, like, what are you going to do about it? That's where it's at now. And if the Senate hearings in 1977 confirmed that this was going on for 20 years, beforehand, that what did they do? They didn't do anything, you know? They confirmed it. Okay. Did anybody get prosecuted? Of course not. Did they stop using people as guinea pigs, our own people? Of course not. And, you know, it's really out of control now. I mean, there's chemtrails, there's a harp program. Harp. Angels don't play that harp, as they say. You know, they're, military loves harp. You know, never mind what it does to the world, or does to you, or does to people. They love it because it increases their radar-looking capabilities. Oh, let me see. One more thing before we get to the end of the show. It was mentioned on the yoga show that some alien being named, I think it was Bashar, was pointing a date as 2033, the year 2033, as there'll be contact from some of the alien groups, you know, in the open in the day, world contact by that year. Of course, there's other things to consider. There's other people that say that July 2025 is the last time that our Earth has to can evolve into the fifth dimension. So chances are we can't figure on too much beyond 2025. And if you read my book, and you ought to read my book because you'll find out a lot about all the bad things that are going on by all the rotten ETs and spirit beings that get dumped on us every day of our lives. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. And in that book, I mentioned that back in the 1990s, the world takeover date was set for 2018. And that comes from somebody I talked to personally that was on a secret project. And if you look around, it looks like there could happen very soon. And world takeover date, well, that's going to be bring forth a whole new set of bad factors. And like I said, the book of the Revelation talks about this end of time thing. But my interpretation on the book of the Revelation is that that information was given to us for a reason, to show us that how it will play out if we don't do anything. And here I am on the radio telling everybody who's listening, it's time to get up off the easy chair. It's time to start having face-to-face communications with those of us who want to get out there and see that all the horrors in the book of the Revelation don't get dumped on us. Because that is exactly, and that was the point of revealing the book. You know, it was information from the future, and time travel does exist. And so the angels who brought that message back to the disciple John and told him to write it down, they simply were coming from the future, brought the information back of what gets played out, basically, so we would have plenty of time to get ready to not let it happen, because alternative timelines can be created. And the sooner we get our act together on this Earth, stop all these evil things from happening, we can move our Earth into the fifth dimension by like a snap of a finger. Because there are good beings out there that want us to do this. The only thing stopping is our stupidity by allowing ourselves to be manipulated by evil creatures and being poisoned by evil creatures. And that's why we have to get out there and do something and stop it and take command of the situation, because the authorities are allowing us to be slowly poisoned and killed. The authorities are the enemy at this point in time. So we have to become the authorities and oversee and take command of the fake authorities. That is how it has to play out, or we are in for one rotten ride of bad things. And that's what the book of the Revelation is all about, warning you how bad it really can get if you don't do anything. Well, I guess the sermon is over. So anyhow, the show's over too. Every Saturday night, tune in. Tell your friends to tune in because this radio show, it's a focal point. I know how to use this radio show to change everything for the better, but I need a little support team. And I need people to get in contact with me by phone or mail. That's it. Because I'm a security expert and a strategist, and I'm not going to sacrifice any security because somebody's too lazy to pick up a phone or is too scared to talk to a stranger on a phone. You know? Eventually, I'll find the right people, but... You know, all you chemtrail people out there, you know, I've made my point, and I think I've proved my case. You know, all the videos in the world are not going to get the idiots in government to do what they should be doing, and all the tweaks in the world are not enough to make something happen. We have to get down to some basics, face-to-face contact, walking around, talking, driving to places, meeting particular people, making appointments, and get physical plans into action. Because it's going to take physical actions to stop those chemtrail planes. You know, they're not going to voluntarily stop. The only chance of that is, hey, I gave the suggestion already. Write a lot of letters to President Trump. He can write an executive order. By the way, that's why I ran for president in the last election, because if I had the authority, I would have stopped it already, you know? And that's why I'm running again as an independent candidate, 2020. If the Americans would wake up and realize Democrats and Republicans are not going to help anybody except themselves, if I was president, I'd solve that problem real fast. Solve all the other problems too, because I'm somebody that just knows all the things, bad things going on, and I know how to address these issues and use the simple power of suggestion with the authority that goes with being the president of the United States, and just about every problem can be solved. Fortunately, President Trump does not know as much about all these things as I do, but he can learn, so tell the children, write to him, educate him. And that's it. We're at the end of the show. Tell everybody to tune in next Saturday, and we'll talk about whatever happens to come up. And, before I go to the countdown, I just wanted to make, you know, I heard this stupid joke, but it's kind of amusing. Once in a while, I tell a stupid joke, yeah. Okay, children. Did you hear about the bird that tried to become a comedian? He laid an egg. Which brings me to the other follow-up joke. Did you hear about the dinosaur that tried to become a comedian? He laid a bigger egg. Okay. What can I say? Children's jokes are children's jokes. What did the grizzly bear, you know, big, ferocious grizzly bear, what did the grizzly bear say to the other grizzly? Bear with me a minute, please. Okay, it's time to go. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. I'm not going to explain it to you people. You're going to hear the end of one song and then the first song off my CD. Song's Better Than Dylan. Go to CD Baby and pick up a copy. You'll be enlightened. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All known, I was here, took my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I